everybody please silence their cell phones. The next two items be Pledge of Allegiance and invocation. Invocation will be led by Mr. Higginbotham. So we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and then the invocation. If you're uncomfortable with either one of those, you may step out and Officer Martin will retrieve you after we go.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello?
Oh.
Vicki?
Almighty God, God of heaven, God of earth, our God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us with fresh grace and mercy every morning. We thank you, Father God, for never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank you for supplying our every need, taking great care of us, protecting us from sickness and disease. We thank you for watching over this town that we live in. Father God, we ask you at this time to be present in the meeting. Take over the meeting, Father God. Speak through us. See that we carry ourselves in a manner that's for this town, in a manner that brings praise and glory to you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mayor, that's Mr. Mateo. I'm not sure if he can hear us, but
okay.
We can
that
hear
be
him.
From Papa Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, yes, I've joined and I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, next item is the public hearing. Officer Martin, we have two public hearings. Could you step out and see if anybody's signed, please, sir? For what?
I want to speak.
On the public hearing or citizens' comments?
Oh. Comment. Don't need to.
Yeah, you need to sign the form out there for citizens' comments. He's supposed to keep that until it's time.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The first item that you have a public hearing scheduled for is a vacation of an alley on Mount Olive Road. This would be adjacent to Mount Olive Baptist Church and then moving back from that. Mrs. Kemp and I both spent some time on looking at what is needed to do this. From a state code point of view, the original streets of the town, the original alleys, unopened streets, these are things that belong essentially to the town as an entity. And then at the time that VDOT came over and took over road maintenance, the town essentially authorized VDOT to have that right of way. The underlying property is actually still town property. So when you have an unopened street or an unopened alley, it's considered as though the town owns it. So the process to vacate an unopened street or alley really is almost the town giving up ownership of that item. So, Mrs. Kemp, I don't know if you want to go over the legality of it. You do have a memo in your packet, and you've gone through that, and this is a public hearing to get any feedback on it, discuss it. Did you want to add anything to that?
Just that Mount Olive is the one requesting this. They have to come back, and you all would have to pass an ordinance to actually abandon this alleyway. They need to do a little bit more research on their end, because I don't know exactly what they want it for, but they really need to talk to the neighbors, because generally when you abandon these alleys or roadways, you kind of split it down the middle, and one side gets half, and the other side gets half. The neighbor may not be interested, so they need to do a little bit more work, but I think Ms. McGuffin wanted you all to hear this before they spent money and time and effort going down a path that you all may not be receptive to. So.
All right, so I will open the public hearing, and I have Mr. Gamble.
Yes, Yes, sir.
Sunset? If you'll step right up to the podium, you have 3 minutes.
Take a moment, but I'm...
You may want to stay seated.
Oh, you can stay seated, I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't matter, it's just getting up and down a little more.
Okay, I apologize.
Just stay here, okay?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
To answer your questions, that was 15 foot wide, and from the best I can find from the old folks, and the ones that are older than me are old folks, it's never been used in any way, shape, or form. What we would do with it if we had the whole 15 foot is just make our parking lot a little bigger, even considering a small child playground. And other than that, there's really nothing to do with it. There are two neighbors on Mount Olive, because the church sits on the corner of West Court Street and Mount Olive. You go out Mount Olive, and Miss Higginbottom lives on the corner, so it would be her we'd have to talk to from what you said. And then the house behind her, we'd have to talk to those people. I can't say tonight whether they would or would not. I think Miss Higginbottom would be agreeable, but I don't know the other people. I'd have to go talk to her. Of course, I could get Mr. Higginbottom here to go help me.
The other people are in New York. No one lived in the
house. No, I didn't know.
The owners are in New York.
All we would really do is just make our lot a little better than it is. And we thought that would help us a little bit with parking, and we do own the lot now behind us, so from Mount Olive, maybe 200 foot down the alley at max. And those two properties, Miss Higginbottom and the one behind in New York, we'd have to find out who and how to contact them. But we'd be willing, more than happy to work on that.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you.
About, this is to you, Ms. McGuffin, by what Ms. Kim said, this is not going to be a vote tonight, but we can take a consensus of council feeling for the church and everybody who needs to do what they need to do and come back to us.
Correct. So that is really what staff is looking for at this point, is just some indication from council about your comfort on moving forward with this before the church expended funds to have a survey done and have the deed work done to get this moving forward. I did not want to ask them to spend that money to go forward with all of that if council wasn't amenable to providing the vacation.
So what I'm asking for is a consensus to have the church go forward.
I agree. I'm fine.
Okay. Go forth and make a parking lot and a playground.
We'll do that, and I'll get back to Miss Sarah and do whatever she wants done.
Okay,
thank you. So we'll look for a survey, a plat to be done, and then also some deep work.
Yes.
And Mrs. Kemp and I will walk you through it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that public hearing is closed. Our next public hearing is the rezoning for McDonald's.
This is in probably one of the easiest rezonings that you could ever have, because this is a 15-foot adjacent to the existing McDonald's to provide for the ability for them to do a second drive-through lane. They currently just do not have enough room to put that in there. When you look at their circulation pattern, this would allow them to move the existing parking slightly to the east, and then they could provide for the two lanes to come in. You do have a representative from McDonald's here tonight. She has made the trip just as she did last month for the Planning Commission. Tammy is here. Tammy Kahn, did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is here from McDonald's Corporate in Maryland. Made the trip down so that she could answer any questions you have about it. But this would just rezone that 15-foot strip to B2.
Okay. Yeah, I will open the public hearing if anybody has any comment.
Is that me?
No. Unless you're talking about McDonald's. I'll call your
Dance
name. Okay, with no comments, I'll close the public hearing. I will entertain a motion for the second drive-through lane.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Ms. Turner and a motion from, and a second from Mr. Higginbottom. Ms. Turner, any comments?
No comments.
Mr. Higginbottom, any comments? Anybody else, any comments? Okay. Vote, Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
And Ms. Weaver?
Aye.
carried, 4-0-0. Told them to make playground, you make Big Macs. Go for it.
And with that, your site plan approval was contingent on your rezoning, so you are rezoned and site plan is approved, so that was all you needed, and you are ready to go from a county perspective.
Awesome. See you all in September.
Officer Martin, can you go ahead and get the citizens' comments? We're getting to you, okay? Okay, citizen comments. Mr. Watts, you have 3 minutes. If you
can I just sit right here?
No, sir. I prefer at least you stand. Thank you.
I have noise problems where I live. It's been going on for several years now. I have talked to Officer Martin about it, James Wheaton, Sarah, and I'm sure Ms. Turner knows all about it. The noise is coming from the new businesses located there. The tractor trailer, D&K Trucking, and the shed and trailer business. When I first came into these problems, it was because of a major trailer transfer happening from Tennessee, coming to the lot next door to me or two doors down from me. Trailers were being transferred from one truck to another truck and sent off to somewhere else, but not being sold there at the lot. So I was hoping to be able to differentiate between retail zones and wholesale zones, giving this, you know, it was no sale zone. You know, this was a no sale loading and unloading and shipping off. So when I look at the code, B2 district says that trucking is for delivery of retail items coming into the businesses. In the next paragraph, that's the only real description of it in B2. In the next section, it's M1. It adds wholesale to that exact same description. But it leads me to believe that wholesale businesses weren't approved for this district's along Main Street here in B2. That it wouldn't make sense to use we don't have a lot of properties to have businesses that the town can benefit from. And I don't see a benefit to the town from a trucking company that has two lots taken up. Now this trucking company, I have approached several times about the noise, and something simple as parking the truck in the other direction could have been helpful. He parked them in Ms. Brockman's lot, and it vibrates my house. It vibrates my yard. I had Officer Rose come and listen to it one afternoon. He was very disturbed by the amount of noise that this truck was making with a refrigerator in here running. So recently, I've had some more of these problems coming along, and I approached Sarah about it through an email, and I was told that between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m., this trucking company can run refrigeration units, that I'm 3 property boundaries away, and it was enough for Luther Rose to say this is an issue. And when I approached Sarah last week about, or the week before about it, she said that, I said, please contact Officer Rose and see what he thought about what he saw there. And she says to me in the email that he hasn't seen any time when those trucks would be making noise when he wouldn't be allowed to. So I said, does that mean he can...
Thank you, Mr. Watts. Thank you so much. Are up, sir. Okay, the next is the consent agenda. I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from last month and check for them, please.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Turner. May I have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Driscoll. Ms. Turner, any comments?
No comments.
Mr. Driscoll, any comments?
Nope.
Okay, any comments from any other council members?
Yes.
Ms. Wheaton, vote?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbottom?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Motion carried, 4-0-0-1. Attached is your monthly staff reports. And everything is meeting. Discussion items for tonight. Ms. McGuffin, the acceptance of the VDH grant.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If council may remember, I believe I came to council and requested permission. It's probably been 2 years ago since we discussed the idea of seeking a grant from BDH to do some waterline work. And we really made the decision back at that point that the town was not going to seek any funding opportunities that were going to require any additional loans. We know that we are more debt heavy than we want to be in water and sewer until 2030 when our combined loan falls off. And so the decision is really, if we can get something during this time of federal funding that would allow us to do something on a grant basis, we would take it. This is from the funding cycle that is the 2022 funding cycle. So I figured we had not gotten anything, and then we get the letter from BDH, and we have indeed received a grant offer from BDH in excess of $1.3 million. It is all grant for the purpose of replacing the Sunset Drive waterline. Sunset Drive waterline is an older waterline. It is undersized for its length, and it also, when you get to the end of Sunset, you look at Sunset Hills, and then at the tail end of Sunset, we've actually denied people service because of the fact that we are undersized at that end, and we do not have fire protection on Sunset either. So this is an opportunity potentially not just to bring that line up to the correct sizing, get rid of a line that is older, add fire suppression. It also, long term, we do want to look for opportunities to make the Sunset Drive a loop heading north, because looped water lines are always better than ones that are just a stick straight out. And so again, getting that higher size line is an excellent opportunity for us to do that long term planning for the future. So we were thrilled to receive this, and staff is just recommending that council have a motion tonight to authorize me to execute the necessary documents and move forward with the project.
Does anybody have any questions of Ms. McGuffin on this? I like the $1.3 million free money thing. That is great. So I will entertain a motion to authorize the town manager to execute the proper paperwork.
I'll make that motion.
That's it.
Okay, I got a motion from Ms. Turner and a second from Ms. Higginbotham. Ms. Turner, any comments?
No comments.
Ms. Higginbotham, any comments?
Free money took all the comments out.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Is the entire line inside town limits?
As you head out past Sunset Hills, you would be just outside of town limits.
Okay. Vote. Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
And you were quick on that one before I even got it out of my mouth. motion is carried 4-0-0-1. Next item is the approval of the engineering fees for Sunset Drive.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So there's a couple sets of fees in here. These are partially dictated by what you're allowed to have as a proportion of your overall project from BDH. These funds are all included within that proposal. This would be funding for the cost of the actual engineering of the line, as well as the cost of doing the bid work and then the contract administration work for this. So just requesting approval of the proposal from WW Associates for the work that would be part of this. And this, again, is funded by the grant.
Any questions for you on this?
I have one.
Yes, ma'am.
Just curiosity, did you have to go to bid for it to go to WW Associates?
So we have an existing, essentially WW Associates is under contract to us and went out to bid several years ago. And
okay.
So Herb White is actually listed as the town engineer.
Got it.
So we have them on a monthly retainer, and this is work that is over and above what
right.
he's
so
doing.
So you didn't have to go out to bid for this particular
correct.
Project. Okay.
Okay, with that, I will entertain a motion to approve the fee.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Wheat. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second from Mr. Driscoll. Ms. Wheat, any comment?
Yes.
Mr. Driscoll, any comment?
Nope.
Any comment from the others? Okay. Vote, Ms. Wheat.
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham.
Aye.
Ms. Turner.
Aye.
Mr. Driscoll.
Aye.
Motion carried 4-0-0-1. Poplar Grove, Ms. McGuffin, and if needed, the other gentleman is listening in.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, council, I'm sure, remembers, for those of you who were on council at the time, that we had had a pretty extensive set of conversations with the developers of Poplar Grove about the provision of sewer service for some of their uses out there. So Poplar Grove is on county water through the service authority, but the service authority does not have any sewer lines that could serve Poplar Grove. So the existing single-family houses at Poplar Grove are served by individual septic tanks. As they are moving forward with doing some of the commercial activity out there in terms of clubhouse, restaurant, hotel, any of those kinds of things, they do not have the capability to serve those through a septic system. They have hired an engineer to look at what their options were. Their best option for providing their wastewater services for those uses is actually through the town. Council had authorized me to sign off on an agreement that was done previously. This one is in substance a bit different, so I really felt like it was appropriate to bring this back to council, to have council get a chance to look at the changes. I do think overall the changes are favorable for the town. I think it's not a radically different proposal, but it really does kind of refine. I think the proposal was a little bit looser before, and now you've got a little bit more tightly crafted proposal that I think provides a little bit better protection for both sides of the party.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. McGuffin?
I do.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have spoken with you about this, and I do remember the conversations, and they were really strictly about the commercial component of what they need to do for the clubhouse or restaurant or stuff, and I was fully supportive of that. When I read the document, it is kind of vague in that it talks about the contractor or the, it doesn't say anything about the residents, and I am very supportive of helping them to be successful with wastewater so that they can grow. I am not in favor of it being that those citizens out there could potentially hook up at a later date on water or sewer. I don't think that's the direction I'm interested in going in. So I didn't know whether the attorneys from the golf course would be willing to look at putting something in there to make sure it's very clear that it's more commercially driven.
Just as a point of clarification, in your mind, would anything that was like multifamily housing, apartments, townhouses, anything like that fall in the residential category, or would that fall into the commercial category?
That would fall in residential. If it's a hotel and if it says business, I mean, if it's a restaurant or if it's the clubhouse or if it's a hotel and it says business, then I think we can accommodate that. Anything residential, I think we better be very careful about.
Mr. Mayor, could we pose a question to the applicant about whether they're willing to stipulate that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure which of the attorneys we have on the line.
It's John Mattio. I'm one of the attorneys from Jackson Campbell. I know you've dealt a lot with my colleague David Ronis as well. The current plans really are commercial. I would need to go back to my client to see if that would be an acceptable revision in terms of their long-term strategy. So I'm not in a position this evening to say to all of you with 100% certainty that they would be willing to, but I think based on my discussions, it's likely that they would, because it's really the commercial development that needs this wastewater management, and it's really about a potential hotel. The clubhouse is a big issue in restaurant, which is being demanded by the residents who pay significant fees for upgrades and operation of the property. So I would be happy to go back to them. We would like to get this work started and to get moving. So I don't know what, in terms of a time frame or how you would wish to approve that. Would it be possible to authorize this agreement with such an amendment this evening if my client agrees? And then if not, we'd obviously have to come back to council.
If it pleases the council, if that's the only concern we have. council is, if council is comfortable with the agreement with that stipulation, I think my question would be, could we authorize staff to execute the agreement if that stipulation is included? And if not, we would come back to council at a later date. Does that make sense to...
Okay, Ms. Turner, I would know you're going to say
yes,
something.
Yes, I really am. I really am concerned about the word customer. And I'm very sensitive to how this document is going to be written so that in years to come, when people are not sitting at this table anymore, they understand what this agreement means. And so when I read it and it was customer this and customer that, well, anybody can interpret the word customer to mean something else. So I want to make sure that the documentation does explicitly say for commercial use and make sure everybody at the table today might actually come into agreement with what you've said. But I want the document to read so that we can actually understand it 5, 10, 15 years from now. I'm not opposed to any of this. I just want the documentation to reflect that.
Okay.
And may I speak to that? I think if we look at, you know, the term customer is a defined term in the agreement. And the customer is defined as the Greenleaf Golf Club of Amherst, LLC. It is not the residents who are parties to this agreement, and it's not the residential association. It's the actual golf club, the commercial entity that's on the property. So I don't know if that addresses your concern, but it's certainly not the residential owners, current owners, or residential units that are the Greenleaf Golf Club. It's actually the club that's a commercial entity.
And I understand that. I just know that words matter, and I am happy to move forward if that concern is taken care of. When I read it, I was a little concerned about what the perception would be with the way it was written. From layman terms, I'm not an attorney.
All right.
Right.
So, this is, sir, this is Mayor Tuggle talking.
Yes.
So, my suggestion and what I'm going to offer to council is that, sir, y'all bring back a finished product before our September meeting. At the September meeting, we will have a finished product in hand, and we'll go to vote at that. My also other suggestion is to get on it sooner than later and send it to us so we can have time to review it. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, this would not be a major change, so we could probably turn it around as soon as I speak with them and get their approval before drafting.
Okay, so we're gonna chew on this till September, and then we will vote on it in September.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Thank you very much. Thank you for all your time.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good for you, Ms. Turner?
Yes.
Okay. All right, next, you know, update council on our lead service.
So, first off, I want to start out this little part of the conversation by actually just thanking council. Not this budget cycle we just completed, but the previous budget cycle, staff had requested to council that you add an employee that would be split between the police department and town hall. And at the point that that I had made that request, I really did not understand how important that was going to come up to be. I had thought that Allison Davis was going to be really focused on some of our events. I knew that we were going to use her to do our welcome packets. We knew some of these things were out there percolating, but as it turns out, she has been really indispensable on some of the things that have come up that I really did not anticipate the level that we were going to need the additional help. The EPA has generated a new lead and copper rule, and all of the new guidance has come down, and the time frame on it is absolutely insane. Every single community waterworks in the United States is required to complete a lead service line inventory by October 16th of next year. I don't even know how any of these are going to get reviewed once they're turned in, but every single community water system has to produce this. The spreadsheet that you have to use, and you're required to fill out this spreadsheet, that you're required to use, means that every single customer, so for the town, 1,180 residential customers, we're going to have to go through and we have to say what our line is leading up to the meter, and then we have to identify what the customer's line is leading to their house. In the long term, there is a replacement plan that we will need to come up with. Also, by October 16, 2024, you have to have your first draft of your replacement plan about what your actions are going to be to replace every single lead service line that you have. On the town side, we have really great records of what our lines are. There's a relatively small number of water lines that are unknown to us or that we believe are materials that could need to be replaced. On the customer side, we have no idea. We don't know. Obviously, there's a date after which, if the house was constructed, it was constructed after 1986, you can mark it off the list because lead pipes weren't being used at that point. But if it's pre-1986, we're actually going to have to do some identification. Allison and I are working on a grant application to VDH that is specific for doing the lead inventory. I am putting in the number that I'm associating with that is essentially $100 per service address to account for the time it will take for us to gather that information. The reason I want to put that in is because we are going to be extraordinarily proactive with getting information from customers. So VDH says, for example, if we ask a customer to take a picture of their line in their basement of their house, we can use that to identify that. So we don't even have to do an in-house visit if you work that out. So Allison is coming up with, here's the phone number, how we're gonna get that word out, we're gonna put things on Facebook, we're gonna put things on the website, how to identify these things. And then she will be inserting those into the spreadsheet, trying to minimize the number of doors that maintenance will have to knock on to actually go do identification. So we're working through all of this, but I really just wanted to let council know you are going to see and hear more about this in the coming months. You're going to see it on Facebook. You're going to see it on our website. If we get the VDH grant, one of the things that I'm going to use that money for is if customers send in that picture, and we've got the grant funds to do it, I'd like to actually give them a credit on their water bill because it saves us real time of having to send a staff person out there. So we can kind of do a little bit of a trade-off that way. So these are all things we're working on, but I really just wanted to kind of publicly give you a heads up about it coming our way, and we are not in it alone. So, and to thank you again for providing us with the staff resources we need to do our jobs. And I'm happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Okay, moving on, matters from staff. Ms. Dickey?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Becky?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I do. I inadvertently left out a notice to y'all last month that Mrs. Cash set for her Class 2 wastewater and is now a licensed Class 2 wastewater operator. One other thing, I would like to put the names of Keith Orr and Zach Anderson out because they are our two part-time guys at the water plant and they have been doing an extraordinary job of filling in while we were working on our filters. We've got one done, we've got three more to go. And I got to do the first backwash of an in-service filter tonight. So I have been happy. That's it, sir.
Well, we're glad, okay? All right. Ms. Kelly?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. I have one thing that has come up, and it's one of those things that I even hate to bring up to council because it's such a trying thing, and you have already approved it twice. We had in our budget, we're now in the third budget cycle where we have had a truck for maintenance. and since 2020, it has been unbelievably difficult to get vehicles, particularly the kind of trucks that maintenance has been looking for. And you approved in December an increase in the amount to get a truck, and we still were not able to get any of the ones on that cycle that were under the state contract. And so that's really what's hurting us, is trying to get in on these state contract vehicles, and there's not enough of them. The price has gone up again. The price now to get the fully outfitted truck that's the right size, the right engine size, the 4x4, the utility body, and the snowplow is now up to almost $75,000. I still have to get this truck. We have the money to do it. Mr. Thompson does not, by any stretch, spend his budget every year. You already have 65 in the budget. I wouldn't ask for any more funds to be appropriated, but just to move some money around to get this truck, which has gotten ridiculously expensive, but is also still a genuine need on the part of maintenance. So I just want to make sure council is good with that before I direct Mr. Thompson to go forward with the purchase.
This is another consensus item as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to throw it out to council. It's something we need. We can't help it if prices go up and we can't get our hands on it. And with this, does it look like we're going to be able to get our hands on it?
Oh, my goodness, I hope so. He got the notice today, and I think one of the challenges we've had is that you get the notice to purchase, and if you can't say within a very short time period, it's gone.
Yeah,
and so my hope is that we're in the right position right now because he got the notice today, so I'm really hoping we can.
All right, so consensus from council, go forth and get a new truck.
Okay.
Call Mr. Thomas to come.
I will.
Be on the phone at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I want to ride.
Start dialing. Start dialing quickly. All right. Next matters from council. Ms. Wheaton.
Yes, and I'll be brief. And if not, you must stop me.
Right, I will.
Okay.
Yes.
Crime is increasing in our region, and this is starting to impact our community. What would it take for our police department to serve our town with a 24/7, 365-day operation? And if you would guide me on how to find out that answer, or to address my concern.
Okay, my suggestion will be that we ask Ms. McGuffin, when she has a moment, we want her to put the important things like $1.3 million to the side.
In the truck.
but to come up with a plan that's going to say this is what's needed. Is it needed for 24 hours? Let her get that.
I don't know.
And she'll need to talk with the chief. And then at that time, she can email all of us. And that'll be something that we can do that back and forth. And I do think that this is really a pre-budget thing discussion. We can start it now, but if it's looking like after we get all our figures in and our numbers in, that's something that we should approve with the next year's budget, but we need to hammer it down before then.
Well, I would like to begin the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's where that's coming from. Yes. The conversation's coming.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not one that we want to, I don't think we want to act on it tomorrow.
Right, I'm not asking.
Right, we just want to let her get all the information, give it to council, start the conversation, and then the conversation will start in earnest when we start budget preparation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Yes.
Ms. Haymon.
I'd like to give thanks to our chief for training their staff to the point that he's training them, sending them off to classes, and having them prepare for different situations that come up. I think the chief is doing a real good job. I want to thank our police officers for just being great policemen there. From what I hear, they played a serious part in saving this young man's life. So I want to thank them for being willing to do what they do and go beyond call of duty. I think we have a great police force, and I just want to recognize them. And I am concerned about the rise in crime, which is really small right now, but I really think it's going to increase. And I am also interested in 24/7 police force here. I think we need to look into that, and don't wait. We could get in trouble waiting until it's needed. If it's not there when it's needed, you could be having a bind, being a bind, you need to be prepared for it. And just something to think about. You know, that's basically what it is.
Okay.
I don't have
anything. And Mr. Fisher?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
For record purposes, after the last council meeting, there was a report to the newspaper that our short-term policy was based on first cut at an ordinance without the opportunity for council members to add, delete, or discuss the policy. In fact, council members had in their possession the draft of the invitation for additions, subtractions, and deletions 3 weeks prior to council meeting. They took no action. This was back in the April time period. We can change it. The policy can be changed. However, I want to do it if there is an opportunity for votes to change from perpetual no, we don't want Airbnbs, to yeah, okay, I can live with these requirements. If we can do that, you know, I'm all for, let's get together and we'll hammer something out. That's it.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, can you check, please, sir, and see if there's any your citizens' comments? Do you have a citizen comment, sir? Okay, hold on 1 second. All right, Mr. Sam, if you'll step right up and tell us who you are and where you live, please, sir.
Good evening, Council. Mr. Mayor, thank you very much. Sam Soger, Town of Amherst resident. I'd like to commend Amherst Police Department and Town of Amherst for an awesome first responders parade. It was such a great event for our entire community. I really think everyone can agree with me. It was just an overall win for us all and the town. And if we could do more of that, I've heard a lot of folks saying, yeah, could we do some more of these? So maybe it could be something that happens, you know, 4 times a year. Some people were even suggesting to me maybe in the summer months that it could be once a month where we shut down just even that one block of Main Street for the community to get together and hang out on a summer night. It was just so awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir. All right. Who's going to take us into places? Okay.
Whereas the Town Council of the Town of Amherst desires to discuss in a closed meeting the following matters: discussion, consideration, or interviews of prospective candidates for employment, assignment, appointment, promotion, performance, demotion, salaries, disciplining, or resignation of specific public officers, appointees, or employees of any public body concerning the town manager and the town attorney. Discussion or consideration of the acquisition of real property for a public purpose, namely the Amherst Life Saving Crew, or of the disposition of publicly held real property where discussion in an open meeting would adversely affect the bargaining position or negotiating strategy of the public body. Whereas pursuant to section 2.2-3711A1 and A3 of the Code of Virginia, such discussions may occur in closed meeting. Now therefore be it resolved that the Amherst Town Council does hereby authorize discussion of the aforestated matters in a closed meeting. Just need that
motion. Motion to go into close.
I'll second.
Motion from Mr. Higginbotham and a second from Ms. Turner. The discussion.
Yes.
Vote.
Aye.
Motion carried 4-0-0-1. We will recess for a few minutes to give everybody time to leave while we go into our closed session. Thank you.